Today, ladies and gentlemen, on Open Space, we have actress Moody Mudawu, who is currently playing a role of Kadikulu in the Queen Muchachi series, which airs on Mzansi Magic Channel 161 on DSTV. Welcome to the Rise FM Drive, ma.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on Rise FM. And yeah, I'm so blessed to be on air with you guys. I hope that this conversation will go well and you'll get what you want with it.
Awesome stuff. So on Queen Muchachi, you are the Rakhadi, the aunt, and your character is the head teacher and advisor in Queen Muchachi. You are telling real, authentic South African stories. We want to say to you in Women's Month, shout out to you and your team, Mama. Beautiful job. Stories that needed to be told.
Definitely.
Now, ungena kanjani la ku Queen Muchachi? Chazele nje, somebody's listening who's a coyote. Now I want to be an actor. I want to be in such kind of stories that tell real stories in Mzansi. How do you then enter into this space?
Well, thank you for that question. Well, for me, definitely acting was a calling. I've been doing this for all my life, really. I studied acting from junior school up until university. It was part of my studies, and I did a lot of commercials whilst trying to get into the industry. And yeah, I also did some other roles. Obviously, there's no small role as an actor. I did other roles. Through studying and just practicing, going to many auditions. And luckily, I wouldn't say luckily. I think it was just the right time, God's timing, that this role of Kadikulu, Queen Mujaji, came about at this time. And yes, I went for it. And through the help of the ancestors, I got it.
Yes. This space, which includes also my own space as an independent contractor in broadcasting, you are in the same kind of space. A lot of parents are saying to their kids, hey, mtanami, akukho safe laphiana. Ngelinye ilanga sokuthola unganamsebenzi. Ulinde the next contract. How has it been for you in your career? You've been to Muvango. You are not a stranger to the small screen. That anxiety of thinking about, am I getting my next job? How have you been dealing with that?
Look, the anxiety is definitely a reality. I will not lie about that.
Mm.
So for me, what I always advise people that want to get into this industry is that always arm yourself with more than just one craft. Don't just come in here and say, I want to be an actor. Find other things that you can do. You've got other talents. You're not just one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's a hustle. You know what I'm saying? So if you can also learn to use a camera. One of the things that I wanted to say also is that on Queen Muchachi, I was so impressed to see a lot of females who are behind a camera, you know, who are camera women, you know, either grip or doing other things. It's not just in front of camera where things are happening.
Yes.
At the back. And in fact, you'll find that, you know, you'll be more employed if you can be versatile, you know, and create more opportunities for yourself. So, yeah, it's all about perseverance. If you know what it is that you want, then you will hang in there and try to reach your goal, go for your target. But whilst you are there, empower yourself, equip yourself with other skills, so that you're not just sitting at home and going into depression, waiting for that job, because definitely it is a tough industry to crack.
It is definitely a tough industry. With us on radio every year, you are wondering, am I getting my next contract?
Exactly. I know the drill.
Hey, so yeah, not everybody is built the same. Right? Yeah, man. It can be tough. Not everybody's built the same. A lot of industry peers, when this time comes of contracts, it's a lot of stress. And you can see that I go tough and bad. So it's always interesting.
And you know, yeah, and I also just want to say that it doesn't mean that a person is not talented just because they're not getting booked or not getting work. There's a lot of talent out there that, you know, might go unseen. Because there's only so many jobs and there's so much other politics involved in the industry that may work against the person. Hence, it's better to be equipped in so many other things because it really can be a bit of a gamble.
Yeah. All right. Before I let you go, Ms. Mudau, tell us, if for anybody who has not yet started watching Queen Mochachi, what is the main reason why you would like them to check it out?
Well, one of the things that I'm blown away about this production, first of all, I also just want to say I'm so proud of, I applaud Mzansi for giving us this opportunity to have a project like this one, where we can tell stories that are about us, you know, true stories that reflect who we are.
Yes.
And also to tell stories that speak of women in positions of power. So this story is so important for every girl child out there who can see this. You know, they can also imagine themselves and see that as a possibility that I can lead, you know. And that's why it's so important to have more women who are also involved in the film industry to get involved as writers. Just get in there and find other avenues, other departments that you can do so that you can influence and the where this industry goes. Because the more women we have, who write this story in positions of power to be able to say, yes, we're going to take this story on. You know, the more we can tell stories about ourselves, women in powerful positions. So, yeah, it's great to be part of this production. People must watch it. It's an amazing production where you there's so much action. It's about us. It's true to us. It's full of color. The clothes are amazing. The acting, the pictures. It's just an exciting. The music. We've got Mama Kendra Matevele. We've got great actors. Mudi Mudau with myself. With Zugudini, who's played by Masud Trane. Wo Helen. We've just got, you know, Komi Muhale, who plays Mujaji. So it's an exciting project to be part of. And, yeah, so it's great to be part of something that is part of our history.
Correct.
And also speaking in a different language.
Definitely, definitely. Ms.
Just
Moody,
before I go, I'd like to say in this woman's month, I'd like to also recognize Mama Komi Chume, who left us this month. She's paved a way for so many of us black actresses. Yeah, so she lives on and she rose above all odds to be where she is, and this is why we can also do what we do. So thank you for this platform, and happy Women's Month to everybody. Watinta bafazi,
watinti bogodo.
Thank you so much to Rise FM. Keep doing your job.
Moody, we love you. Thank you so much. Have yourself a lovely afternoon.
Keep watching Queen Mujaji, Mzansi Magic. Thank you.
Dango.